What if the most powerful leadership tool isn't in your MBA toolkit, but in your moral compass? Warren Buffett once cut through decades of leadership theory with a single observation. In looking for people to hire, look for three qualities: integrity, intelligence, and energy. And if they don't have the first, the other two will kill you. This insight points toward a radically different leadership archetype, the Mensch, a German/Yiddish term describing a person of integrity and honor whom others naturally want to follow. While business schools churn out leaders trained in strategy and analytics, something essential gets lost: the understanding that leadership isn't ultimately about authority, but about character. Google's founders intuited this with their "don't be evil" mantra, and companies worldwide now require their rising leaders to study this approach. What makes this perspective so compelling is its timing. In our post-pandemic world, where authenticity has become the new currency of influence, the Mensch model offers a blueprint for leadership that doesn't just drive results, but creates meaning. Think of leadership qualities not as a checklist, but as a living system, a tree with roots, trunk, and branches working together to create something greater than the sum of its parts. This metaphor illuminates how leadership qualities interconnect and support one another in ways that linear thinking misses. The roots, humility, authenticity, and empathy, form the invisible foundation. Like a tree's root system that can extend twice as wide as its canopy, these qualities reach deep and wide, nourishing everything above. They're not immediately visible, yet without them, nothing else can thrive. The trunk, accountability, optimism, and mastery, represents what others see most readily. This is the strength that weathers storms, the stability that inspires confidence, the visible proof that leadership has substance. The branches, a leader's mood, generosity, and appreciation, show how influence extends outward. Just as branches capture sunlight and produce fruit, these qualities allow leaders to touch lives and generate growth in others. This isn't just elegant imagery, it's a practical framework. A leader might demonstrate strong accountability, but without empathy, they create environments where people comply out of fear rather than commitment. Conversely, empathy without accountability produces well-liked leaders who fail to drive results. The tree metaphor captures something essential about leadership development. It's organic, gradual, and interconnected. You can't force a tree to grow faster by pulling on its branches, and you can't develop leadership by acquiring random skills. Everything must develop together, in season, with patient cultivation. Humility isn't weakness, it's quiet strength. Jim Collins' research on level 5 leaders revealed executives who achieved superb results while shunning personal glory. David Packard drove an old car despite enormous success. Patrick Daniel deflected praise to his team. The paradox? Humility amplifies impact by creating psychological safety for innovation. Cultivate it by letting others shine, seeking feedback, and hiring people smarter than yourself. Authenticity is non-negotiable in a world with finely tuned fakery detectors. Bill George insists, "The one essential quality you must have to lead is to be your own person, authentic in every regard." Authentic leaders embody candor without artificiality, stemming from "I am enough," a sense of completeness that creates trust. Develop it through simple, direct language and defining a noble goal beyond mission statements. Maya Angelou said it best: people will never forget how you made them feel. Empathy, social generosity, makes others feel respected regardless of position. Studies link empathy to increased sales and enhanced performance. Cultivate it by truly listening, using people's names, being fully present, and showing genuine interest in employees' lives. Our interactions leave lasting imprints, a profound leadership responsibility. Accountability represents the most visible part of leadership character, the Hippocratic oath of leadership: do no harm. True accountability extends beyond business targets to encompass how leaders conduct themselves and impact others. Michael McCain, CEO of Maple Leaf Foods, demonstrated this during a foodborne illness outbreak. The buck stops right here. Yet accountability erodes through subtle lapses. transferring problem employees instead of making tough decisions, ignoring bad behavior from high performers, or failing to follow through on commitments. Strengthen accountability through 360-degree assessments, daily reflection, quickly admitting mistakes, and honoring commitments. It's not about perfection, it's about ownership, creating the foundation for trust. Optimism serves as the leadership lantern, illuminating possibilities pessimism might miss. Dr. Martin Seligman's research reveals optimists view adversity as temporary, specific, and external, not permanent, pervasive, or personal. This explanatory style enables quick recovery from setbacks. The key is flexible optimism, wisely choosing when to apply optimistic versus pessimistic thinking based on context. Cultivate optimism by avoiding negative environments, focusing on strengths, and disputing pessimistic thoughts. Reframe negative situations, shift language from yes, but to yes, and question whether adversity is truly permanent. As Churchill observed, a pessimist sees the difficulty in every opportunity. An optimist sees the opportunity in every difficulty. The leader's optimism becomes the light guiding teams forward, not through blind faith, but through disciplined hope grounded in possibility. A leader's life should be characterized by self-mastery rather than mere professional expertise. This quality manifests as executive presence, a composed demeanor emerging through candid communication, authentic expression, and attentive listening. People instinctively trust leaders who maintain equilibrium when others lose theirs. Yet, mastery alone isn't enough. Leaders must manage their emotional impact. A leader's mood spreads throughout the organization like contagion. Daniel Goleman calls this dynamic resonance, displaying moods matching situations with optimism, hope, and humor. Charles Schwab noted, "I consider my ability to arouse enthusiasm among men the greatest asset I possess." Effective leaders create flow by balancing skills with challenges, providing clear goals and immediate feedback. To minimize stress, they create stop-doing lists, focus on core strengths, run efficient meetings, and prioritize important over urgent tasks. The leader's mood serves as the emotional thermostat. By consciously managing this influence, leaders create environments where people don't just perform, but thrive. Leadership generosity extends beyond money. It means growth opportunities, extending grace during mistakes, providing compelling reasons to work beyond paychecks, sharing information freely, granting authority with responsibility, crediting others' ideas, and allowing permission to fail and learn. Research shows 55% of workers value feeling important as the top trust-building factor. Practice inside-out leadership through encouragement and second chances. Follow the 80-20 rule. Listen 80%, speak 20%. Give people visibility by connecting them with senior executives and protecting their ideas. Generosity culminates in appreciation, appreciative intelligence, the ability to see positive potential, the mighty oak in the acorn. This concept emerged from studying Silicon Valley entrepreneurs who asked, "How can I make this work?" rather than focusing on failure. Appreciation ranks higher than wages in employee motivation. Deliver praise promptly and specifically, aiming for the magic ratio of 5-to-1 positive to negative interactions. Practice self-appreciation as the foundation for self-confidence. When leaders combine genuine generosity with consistent appreciation, they create environments where people feel valued, transforming workplaces into communities of mutual respect and shared purpose. Meaningful leadership is continuous practice, not a destination. If you embody these qualities, share this framework. If struggling, adopt one quality at a time. This path demands self-reflection, vulnerability, and courage, choosing the harder right over the easier wrong, even unwatched. This approach creates humane organizations where people bring their full talents to work. In a world hungry for ethical leadership, the Mensch model offers a compelling alternative to dominance or charisma alone. The most powerful leadership flows from character, from who we are, not merely what we do. These 9 qualities provide both a leadership framework and a path toward meaningful human connection, leadership's true purpose. people won't remember your quarterly results or strategic initiatives. They'll remember how you made them feel, how you helped them grow, and whether you treated them with dignity. That's the legacy of a Mensch, and it's worth pursuing.